do Hazara, Daf Dalet on the days through Daf Hey Amud Aleph. As much as we're able to do, we have questions as well, but I don't know if we'll cover all the questions, but we'll try to focus on the sugya itself, and hopefully if you want to bring up some of the questions, we can address the questions along the way. Let's begin with how the sugya starts. Okay, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah later in the Perek, Tanan Hassam. Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have a disagreement regarding the nature of the harchaka, the Rabbanan, that was imposed onto the Deoraisa. Specifically, with the issue of the Machlokes is when the Chachamim forbade Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach, how much earlier than Chatzos. So we have Rav Meir who says that you can eat Kol Chamesh, and it's only in the sixth hour that you may no longer eat your chametz, and that's when also sarfin b'tchilas sheish, the chametz is aser bahana. Rabbi Yehuda takes the isra achila 1 hour earlier than Rabbi Meir, and he says, ochin kol arba, that means that already in the fifth hour, it's aser to eat chametz midrabanan. B'toen kol chamesh, meaning that during the fifth hour, although you can't eat the chametz, you can still have hana from the chametz. And so from B'tchilas Sheish, that's the Isra Hanah Midrabanan in the sixth hour. So after quoting this Mishnah, the Gemara makes the observation as follows. The Kuli Alma, Mia, everyone at least agrees, Chametz Mishesho Solomala Usser Minalan, that there is an Isra Doraisa of Chametz from Shesho Solomala, and this is what segues into a whole group of drushes to try to answer what the marker is for the Isser Chametz Mishesha Usalamala. Question number one, the most obvious question to address before we begin anything afterwards. What Isser is the Gemara referring to? The Gemara says it's Usser at Sheshos Minala. What Isser does the Gemara have in mind? The Rishonim quote B'Shem Rashi, the Maram Chalav and others say that the Isser the Gemara is discussing is the Isser Achilas Chametz. That's usher to eat Chametz from Chatzos Midoraisa. And that's because the Gemara is discussing what the Machlokes was about between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And that Machlokes is about when the Isser Achilas set in, if it's usher ready in the fifth hour or only in the sixth hour. And the Gemara says, all agree that there's an Isser Achila after Chatzos. So this is what the Gemara is now about to discuss. How do I know there's an Isser Achilas Chametz at Chatzos? Now, the only thing is, we have Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, we know very well why Chametz is Usser at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. There's an Isser Lefnei Zmano on Erev Pesach. And that's because of a special pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda later on, a Chav Ches, Darshan's a pasuk, Socha Olav Chametz, as a reference to the Isser Achilas Chametz Lefnei Zmano. So you don't need a whole sugya on Daf Hey to discuss how you know Chametz is Asa Ba'achila if I have a Mefurish a pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rishonim explain that the Gemara's question would therefore have to be within Rabbi Meir, not within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, we know already an Isser Achila on Erev Pesach, but how do I know for Rabbi Meir that a Chatzos on Erev Pesach there's already an Isser Achila? This is according to what they quote from Rashi. Now, this Rashi is not here in our Gemara. It's not Mefurish here, but there is a Rashi in the Aleph that does clearly indicate that this sugya relates as well to Isser Achila. The Rashi in the Aleph mentions that in referencing our Gemara, he says, Chametz eina asam na Torah bebal yera'eh uba achila. The Bal Yera'eh will soon discuss Uba achila ela mishishos, and Rashi says kedialuch milkamon min acholak umin losishchado chametz. Rashi quotes two of the drushes in our sugya that the iser sets in the chatzos. What is Rashi referring to? Rashi refers as well to the iser achila. So that means that these sources that the Gemara brings would relate to the iser achila of chametz. Now the obvious question is that l'chayra, these isurim that the Gemara is going to learn out from these psukim, as we're going to go on in the sugya, let's take osishchad al chametz dam zivchi. So seemingly we're discussing an isur of adayin chametz kayim, we're discussing an isur of owning chametz, having chametz. How can the Gemara be using that as a limud to aser eating chametz? right? Chara, these sources quoting the Gemara are discussing the Isser of Shehiyah, of owning chametz, right? We have Abaye, we're going to soon see the first of the Limudim. I mean, we're talking about owning chametz. It's really because of this on some level that the Rishonim, you see from the Rishonim, that the sugya is not relating to the Isser Achila. The sugya is relating to the Isser of owning chametz. How do I know that midaraisa, you're not allowed to have chametz from chatzos? In other words, what you see according to the other Rishonim is that when the Torah says tashbisu, Vayom Rishon Tashbisu, Tashbisu is not just a mitzvah saseh to destroy chametz, it also implies an iser of holding on to chametz. In other words, unlike, for example, the Torah says Vayom HaShmini, on the eighth day to a baby boy's birth, you have to do the milah. So you don't have to do it the first second of the day. It's the reason Magdim and LeMitzvahs, yes, try to do it in the morning. But the mitzvah has a window of the entire day. There's no iser per se that you violated if you waited till 2 p.m, except you didn't do Zriz and Magdimin. But over here, as the Magen Avram and many of the Nosi Kelim, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rishonim or Mashma, when it comes to the Indian of Tashbisu, the Torah is saying in Tashbisu, there's an iser to hold on to chametz, because you must destroy the chametz at that point. You can't hold on to the chametz. So there's an iser. You can call it Isser Aseh that derives from Tashbisu. And the question is, how do I know that this Isser of owning chametz is applicable on Erev Pesach et Chatzos? The only thing is, how does that connect to what the Gemara quoted from Tanan Hassam? In Tanan Hassam, we were discussing a machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda regarding when the Isser Achila sets in. That means to say, when it's Asher b'achila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the fifth hour. According to Meir, it's the sixth hour. So that's why Rashi would have learned that the Gemara's question relates to that. That everyone agrees it's an Isser Achila at Chatzos. But if the Gemara's whole discussion is around the Shehiyah, the owning of the chametz, where do you see anywhere in that Braisa about owning chametz at Chatzos? But Gochara, this will depend on another question relating to that Mishnah, and that is how to interpret the words Sarfim b'tchilas sheish. There are two ways that one can understand those three words. One way to understand Sarfim b'tchilas sheish is that the chametz is asher ba'anah, so it has to be burnt. But as far as the time within the sixth hour to burn it, you can burn it the first minute of the sixth hour, you can wait l'chatchila till the end of the sixth hour. You just have to burn it because it's asher ba'anah. In other words, at Chatzos, there's an Issa to keep the chametz any longer than you need to. But within the harchaka that the Chachamim made to Aser Ba'achila, to Aser Ba'hana, they didn't necessarily make a harchaka to Aser in Shehiyas chametz. They didn't say that within the sixth hour you must burn the chametz at the first available moment, because they made a harchaka on Shehiyah as well. It just means surfing because it's Aser Ba'hana. Or should we understand, as in Mashman, the Balamar, for example, that Sarfim b'tchilas sheish means that the first minute of the sixth hour, you must burn it right away. You can't hold on to the chametz. There's an iser midrabanan to hold on to the chametz comes the sixth hour. In other words, so it comes out within this Mishnah, you are also discussing not just the question of how far the chachamim made a harchaka l'gabe the iser achila, but there's also implicit in this Mishnah a statement about a harchaka of Shehiyas chametz. Now, if that's the meaning of the word Sarfim b'tchilas sheish, then the Gemara's assumption could therefore be. But meanwhile, we see that when it comes to this Chatzos point, if the Chacham made harchaka on the Isser of holding on to chametz, obviously that midoraisa there's an Isser to hold on to chametz at Chatzos, minalan. And that's why the sugya can speak specifically about the Isser of Shehiyas chametz. So again, so we have a very important machlokes how to even set the stage for the rest of the sugya. According to many Rishonim, the Gemara's question of minalon is minalon that it's aser chatzos to do what? To own chametz, to hold on to chametz, that everyone agrees that it's aser at chatzos, and that would seem to assume that midrabanan, it's aser to hold on to it at the sixth hour, but midaraisa at chatzos, minalon. How do we know that Isser holding on to chametz that Tashbisu is speaking to is at Chatzos, is on Erev Pesach, Yom HaRishon is Erev Pesach? That's according to many Rishonim, and then it goes according to Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. And the other pshat, which is what they attribute to Rashi, is that the sugya is discussing the Isser Achila that Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree about, how far the Chacham made a harchaka on Isser Achila, but meanwhile, midaraisa asar b'achila at chatzos, minalan, how do I know that Isser Achila at chatzos? No, if you learn that way, then we have to figure out how do the makoros that we're now going to bring, l'mashal, l'sishal, l'chamez, dam zivchi, and rabaye, how do these makoros of tashbisu speak to the iser of achila? Seemingly, all we're bringing here is rayas to the iser of owning the chamez. So, how do we answer that question? How could we explain that the Gemara's raya, gabi iser of owning the chamez, is speaking to the iser achila? So I think the answer could be a couple of things. But the first thing is to notice a machlokes Rishonim regarding Shitas Rab Shimon. Shitas Rab Shimon, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, is that there's no lav in the Torah for eating chametz at Erev Pesach. There's no lav that's speaking to that Isser b'fnei zmano. And the question is, does Rav Shimon therefore permit a person to eat chametz in Erev Pesach? If there's no pasuk that's speaking to the iser of achilas chametz on Erev Pesach, does Rav Shimon permit you to eat chametz Erev Pesach? So there's one Rishon who says yes, it's mutter, and you fulfill tashbisu. Who is that? Who holds that way?
Baal Mor.
Ein l'chash basa gedola mizu. That's a very strange fringe shita. He says that's hashbasa. But if you don't assume that way, it can be. So the question is, how does Rav Shimon know that it's Aser Ba'achila on Erev Pesach? So the Tosus and Daf Chav Ches on the days, Tosus says, and top Tosus there, that he knows it from Tashbisu. Because Tashbisu, Tosus says, means that you are to destroy it in a way which is considered to be the normal way of destroying chametz. He says, Lashon of Tosus, Venera de Nafkale mi Tashbisu, mi Acholak, Umashma Tashbisu Shelo Kederach Hana, Dainu Achila. In other words, Tashbisu means not Tashbisu in a way that you're going to get Hana from it and you're going to enjoy it, you're going to eat it. So Tashbisu has a certain suggestion that is Mashma, not in a typical way, not in Derach Hana. That's what Tosus says. That's how he knows it's Aser Ba'achila. Now, for Rashi, it's hard to know that would be sufficient, because Rava's Rashi that we're going to get to is Moshishchar al Chametz Dam Zivchi. It doesn't say Tashbisu in the pasuk. With this, you know, according to Abaye, maybe it's Tashbisu, has to do with Tashbisu, but according to Rava, it's a whole new source. It's not even based on Acholak. So how would Rava's Rashi that's coming in the Gemara and Daf Hey, Moshishchar al Chametz Dam Zivchi, how could that tell us about Isser Achila? And according to the Rishonim, Rashi is learning the sugya that the Gemara is trying to figure out a source in Isser Achila. I think I found the answer in the Ramban and the Mulchamos. I'm not sure how much I emphasized it in Shir, but let's speak it outside, then I can show the Lashon of the Ramban. That the answer is as follows, that the Torah would only tell us not to have chametz at a certain point of time, because chametz is a davar aser, it's a chetza that's aser. If chametz would be mutter ba'achila, it would be counterintuitive to say the Torah is telling us you have to get rid of it by a certain time. So by virtue of the fact that the Torah is telling us that you have to rid your house of chametz at whatever time it is, so that is itself indicative of the chametz having a certain status of being a taboo. And the taboo would therefore mean that's aser ba'achila. So we don't need to directly bring a source for achila. As long as we can bring the source that you have to get rid of your chametz at that point, so that itself is indicative of there being an iser achila. The lashon of the Ramban in the Mochamos on that issue of Rav Shimon is as follows. He actually quotes our Gemara. It's the Ramban on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Dapei Arif, and the old Dapei Arif when he's arguing on the Baal Amor, who says that according to Rav Shimon, one may eat the chametz in Erev Pesach as a kiyum of Tashbisu, says the Ramban, ain't ze nachon, he says. Why? Lashon HaRamban is as follows. She'ein lecha b'torah davar she'tzarech hashbasa umuter ba'achila. There is no such possibility of something, a chafza, that needs hashbasa and is muter ba'achila. Notice, the Rabban is not saying because of the lashon tashbisu of the Chumash, like Tosa said. It's the very fact that the Torah would tell us, destroy it. The Torah wouldn't tell us to destroy something that's totally fine to eat and to use. So if the Torah says to destroy it, obviously it's asa ba'achila. There's not shaykh to have something that needs hashbasa and is muta ba'achila. Continues the Ramban, and apparently he therefore learned the sugya like Rashi, the kach amru b'gemara. And that's what the Gemara says, the kulei alma nias chametz mishei shos ulmala asur midoraisa. He's quoting the words that we just read in the Gemara, that the kulei alma chametz is asur, velo amru tzarech biur midoraisa. The Gemara doesn't say tzarech biur, the Gemara says asur. The Ramban interprets the word asr to mean asr ba'achila. If you're going to learn the other way, you're going to have to say the word asr means asr to hold on to. Apparently the Ramban says that's not the word asr. It should say tzarech avayr, tzarech biur. The Gemara says asr. Asr sounds like isr achila, not that you can't hold on to it. Then the Gemara would have said tzarech biur. So the Ramban says it says asr. V'lo amru tzarech biur, l'fi sheyesh b'chlal hashbasa shebat Torah isur achila. So the Ramban here in the Mechamos is mamish the answer for Rashi, that the sugya could be asking the question about isur achila, but really when we give the answer that it's toh and hashbasa on Erev Pesach et Chatzos, we have already answered how you know it's asur b'achila, because ein lecha davar that's ton hashbasa, that's muta ba'achila. So therefore, we can therefore touch the words usr minalan, either as usr in shehiya, like maybe some Rishonim, or we can learn usr as usr ba'achila. And then the Rashi and Amid Aleph puts both together because it really goes together. If it needs hashbasa, it's obviously usr ba'achila. And therefore, the sugya flows from there. Okay. So now that we have our introduction and orientation, now let's go through Abaye and see the different ways to learn Abaye. And then we'll go through quickly some of the other drushes and then focus on Rava, which is the drush of Los Ishchat. Okay, comes Abaye. How do we know that there's an Isser, again, of Oni Chametz and by extension, eating Chametz, Mido Raisa on Erev Pesach et Chatzos? Abaye says, Trei Kroi Ksivi. So we have two psukim. Rashi's pshat is a contradiction of psukim. One pasuk says, "Shivas yam sa'ar lo yimatzei bevateichem." You can't have chametz found in your reshus for 7 days. And then we have the pasuk, "Ach bayomishn tashbisus sa'ar mibateichem." So what's the contradiction? The contradiction, according to Rashi, is that how can the Torah say to do a tashbisu on Yom HaRishon, which would mean on Tesvav? If the Torah says lo yimatzei shivas yamim, then there's a problem because the time it takes to do the destruction of the chametz, that window of time is a violation of the other pasuk of sa'ar lo yimatzei. This is Rashi's understanding of Abaye. There's a contradiction. Lo yimatzei would forbid even the time that it takes to do the destruction. So it must be that the tashbisu yom harishon must have meant a time earlier before the Shivas Yamim, namely on Yudalit. How we get to Chatzos, we'll get to soon. This is Abaye's pshat, and how I know Yom HaRishon is Yudalit, because otherwise it contradicts the pasuk of Lo Yimatzei. Tosfos and others showed him argue on Rashi. They learn pshat differently in Abaye. For example, Tosfos' first pshat, and Tosfos Arash and others, Rabbeinu Peretz, Abaye means not a contradiction between the two psukim, but rather an extra pasuk, a superfluous pasuk. It already says lo yimatzei shivas yamim, so why does it have to say tashbisu? I already know everything I need to know from the pasuk of lo yimatzei. We asked, there's a need for an extra assay, so we pointed out from the Tosfos Arash, but the Torah didn't have to put it and repeat the word by Yom HaRishon and put it in a separate pasuk. The Torah could have just put the words tashbisu right next to the words of Shivas Yom Sargo Yimatzei, Ela Tashbisuhu, without having to put a whole separate pasuk or spelling out Biyom HaRishon Tashbisu. So by having a second pasuk, a second whole pasuk, separate from the other pasuk, it must be referring to a different time zone, not the time of Tzvav, but the time of Yudalit. That's the pshat that Tosis and other Rishonim learned pshat in Abaye. Now, what about the pshat of Rashi? What bothered the Rishonim in pshat and Rashi? Why can't the pshat be because of a stiras hapsukim? So here you had different ways that one could disagree with the problem that Rashi learns is what Abaye is posing with the psukim. One way to disagree is what Tosus and Rashi is mashma, and this is what we thought maybe Tosus would probably be, even Tosus is not so clear 100%, but this could be what Tosus is mashma because he doesn't say much, is that why can't you assume that the Tashbisu is going on a person who in fact has violated the other pasuk? In other words, Lamaisa, you have a case of a person who has chametz at a point that he shouldn't have had chametz because Lo Yimatzi forbids you to have chametz shivas yamim. But meanwhile, for this person, what is the Torah telling you? Tashbisu. So what's the big problem? It's not that it contradicts. It's talking about a case where the person, in fact, has chametz that he shouldn't have had. And that's where the Tashbisu is addressing such a scenario. That would be one way to disagree with the pshat of Rashi. But there's another way, and that's what we see in Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz uses interesting language, but the thrust of what he's saying is that when that essentially the time it takes to do the destruction of the chametz, that window of time should not be viewed as infringing on the other pasuk that forbids us to have chametz shivas yamim. The Torah understands that it's going to take time to get rid of the chametz, and the time it takes to get rid of the chametz does not infringe on that which the Torah has told us, Shivas Yamim Sargo Yimatzeh. Now, why not? Here we have a few variations of how to explain it. There is a Tosus later in Chavtes that has a fundamental shita about Bayiraya and Bayimatzeh that he calls it Nitak Laseh, but not just Nitak Laseh, like all the other cases where the Torah just mitigates the Chomer Aveira, takes away the Malkus. But here, if a person is intending to dispose of the chametz, so the holding onto the chametz with a full intention to burn it, it's ki'ilu, there's no aveira. He's not violating bayiraya. That's a very chudish dekashita of Tosus later, but that does not seem to be what Rabbeinu Peretz has in mind. Rabbeinu Peretz says a lashon as follows. He says, you can't tell me that the time it takes when you're intent on burning the chametz, that's going against the other pasuk. It's not a contradiction. Why? Because kevan shemachazer olav levaro hareu kemevur. Since you are now focusing on your destruction, it's ki'ilu, it's destroyed. It's very unclear what he means exactly. There could be a local vart in terms of chametz that lemaisa. I think the first thing is to notice, this is a yisod that we've seen already in other places with the Ran, that what does ba'yirah ba'yimatzi really mean? Is the Torah telling us a reality, chametz shouldn't exist? How does it speak to us? So the answer is, it speaks to us because the Torah is telling us to act in a certain way that would adhere to that standard that Torah has set. In other words, when the Torah says, Bayir Rabbi Matzeh, the Torah is saying, do something to destroy the chametz. Basically, Tashbisu and Bayir Rabbi Matzeh are saying the same thing in different words. The formulation is, don't have chametz by you. But what it really is saying is, act, do something, destroy the chametz. That's why the Gemara can use a lashon in the continuation of the Gemara of iskish hashbasa sa'or l'achilas chametz. The Gemara's intention is to equate achilas chametz to the mitzvah, to the iser b'yeroeh. And the Gemara labels the iser b'yeroeh as hashbasa sa'or. And the answer is, it's one and the same. Ba'yira is not just the existence of the chametz or non-existence of chametz. Ba'yira ba'yimatzeh is telling us to do something that therefore there won't be chametz. So that's the olive base. That's a yisod that we've seen in Iran and other places. So it could be Rabbeinu Peretz is saying a very local vort. He's saying, if the Torah speaks about ba'yira ba'yimatzeh, and what it really means is you have to do something and that there shouldn't be chametz. So obviously, when you're intending to, you're doing exactly what the Torah is saying. You're doing the Tashbisu. That is exactly what the Torah wants you to accomplish with saying Bayir Ba'yimatzeh. So you can't hold that against you and say, well, the time it takes to destroy the chametz is at the expense of the Isser. No, Bayir Ba'yimatzeh is directly telling you, destroy the chametz. So that's what you're doing. So Hareo Kimavur, you're acting exactly how the Torah is saying. You can't count the fact that the chametz exists during the time that you're actively destroying it as being a violation of the very directive that's telling you to do it. But that would make Rabbeinu Peretz a very specific vort that relates specifically to inyan of chametz. What Rabbi Akiva Eiger did in linking us to a Tshuva Saran is showing that this is not necessarily just a vort about chametz. It's true about other things as well. For example, a neder. The Ran discusses a case of a person who took a shvua, a neder, not to be in the city on Shabbos. Now, his house is a certain amount of time walk from the edge of the city. Does the person have to leave the city, leave his house, that amount of time that it takes to get from his house to the edge of the city before Shabbos enters, so that when Shabbos enters, he's already out of the city? Or does the person have the right to start leaving their house exactly when Shabbos starts? And the nafkamina has to do with whether he can be shoal on the neder during that window of time, if it's considered like the neder was chal already, or the neder wasn't chal already, and that's how he discusses this issue. The Ran, in analyzing this question, whether the person is bound by the neder, what is a neder directing him to do? Does he have to start his trek from his house to the edge of the city before Shabbos comes in, so that when Shabbos comes in, he'll already be outside the city limits? Or does he have the right to leave just at that point? Connecting it to this machlokes over here, whether Abaye has a legitimate contradiction in the two psukim, because after all, the time it takes to burn the chametz is at the expense of the other pasuk. So what the Ran seems to be saying is, what does the pasuk mean in telling us shivas yamim sa'ar lo yimatse? Does it mean that what you have to do is make sure before the Shivas Yamim that when the Shivas Yam begins, the chametz will not be in existence? That means that you have to do the destruction beforehand. Just like by the neder, you'd have to leave the house so that when Shabbos comes in, you're already out of the city. Or does Shivas Yamim mean that at the point of Shivas Yamim, you have to start doing whatever actions it takes to ensure that you don't have chametz, in which case the time it takes to destroy the chametz is not coming at the expense of what the Torah is saying? What I see in the Ran is that this question is not just a local issue with regard to chametz, it has ramifications for broader issues as well, in terms of any situation where we have to know when the starting point is, whether it means we have to be proactive, or just means at the point that we've defined is when you have to begin to take the action that the directive is addressing. So this will be another possible way of learning the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and explaining why the stira of Abaye, according to Rashi, is not really a stira. Now, something very interesting, because even Rashi has to be understood in his own terms. Because while Rashi understands that there's a contradiction that Abaye is presenting between lo yimatse shivas yamim and tashbisu bayom arishon, which therefore would assume that the time it takes to burn the chametz, if it were to be on Tesvav, would be at the expense of the other pasuk, yet Rashi himself seems to indicate that one can actually do the Tashbisu at Chatzos. L'masho, Rashi says at the beginning of the sugya, when Rashi says that Sarfin mitchilas sheish, so what did Rashi say? The lo yamtin atchilas sheva shu asher min haTorah. Rashi says that the Chachamim say that you should burn mitchilas sheish as opposed to what the Doraisa would be. What's the Doraisa? To wait and to do the Sreifa b'tchilas sheva. Wait a second. How can Rashi tell us that midoraisa you can do the Sarfin b'tchilas sheva? But if the Torah says Tashbisu at Chatzos, then the very time that you're burning the chametz at tchilas sheva is going against the very directive of the Torah that you can't have chametz. Tashbisu means you can't own the chametz at Chatzos. So how can you burn at tchilas sheva? You have to burn before that. So here you have to build the following case for Rashi. This is precisely the difference between whether we're dealing with the Isser of Shehiyah that's embedded in Tashbisu, or the Isser Shehiyas Chametz that's derived from Lo Yimatse. In other words, what we have in Abaye is a contradiction between the Tashbisu Yom HaRishon on the one hand and the Shivas Yomim Lo Yimatse on the other. If we're dealing with the Lo Yimatse Pasuk, then the understanding would be that the Torah wants us to do something proactively before the Shivas Yomim, so that comes the Shivas Yomim, there's no Chametz. And therefore, there's a problem. How could the Torah say Tashbisu by Yom HaRishon? You're already within the Shivas Yomim, and you have to get rid of the Chametz before the Shivas Yomim. That's if we're looking at the Issa Shehiya through the prism of the Pasuk Lo Yimatse Shivas Yomim. But when Rashi says that you're Sofrim B'tchilas Sheva Midoraisa, that's because we're talking now about the Pasuk of Tashbisu. So if the Torah says Tashbisu, and the very Tashbisu of the Torah is also bringing with it the halacha that you can't hold on to the chametz, but for that halacha, it's obvious that the Torah would give you the allowance of burning the chametz at the first moment of the time of the Tashbisu, and the Torah would obviously mean beyond that you can't hold on to it. But you can't tell me that Tashbisu is self-defining to do it before the Tashbisu. The Tashbisu is, do the Tashbisu at the time I tell you, don't delay another second, meaning, but of course, the time it takes to do the Tashbisu is not included. It's only when we're dealing, when we're up against the other pasuk of Lo Yimatse, that we have our contradiction, and that's what forces us, says Abaye, to interpret Tashbisu to be Yudalid. But when Rashi says that when you do Tashbisu Yudalid, you can do it B'tchilas Sheva, that doesn't form a contradiction of any kind, because there the very Isser of holding on to the Chametz is itself a definition of the Tashbisu, and the Tashbisu is speaking to Chatzos. So as long as you do the Tashbisu at the first second of Chatzos, that's certainly what the Torah is telling you to do. So you just can't delay anything more than that. But to do it at that point in time is not a problem. And with this, we answered another diuk in the sugya for Rashi as well. And that's if we go on in the Gemara. So the Gemara tries to quibble and says, how do I know that Yom HaRishon Tashbisu means Yudalit? Maybe it means Leil Tesvav, Lebir. Because I would think Yomim is Yomim in Leilos Lo. So Kamash Molan Afilu Leilos. So the Gemara raises a question. How do I know to interpret Yom HaRishon as the day of Yudalit? Maybe it means the night of Tesvav. Now, the Gemara says, Kamash Malan Afilu Leilos. So Kamash Malan Afilu Leilos sounds like the Kamash Malan is that there is, in fact, an Isser, that the Torah's Isser of Lo Yimatse applies to Leilos as well. So how can it be that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu on the night of Tesvav if the Kamash Malan is that there's an Isser of Lo Yimatse on the night of Tesvav? Because if there's an Isser of Lo Yimatse on the night of Tesvav, then you violated that Isser by doing the Tashbisu on Leil Tesvav. So how can the Gemara make a suggestion that there's a Kamash Malan, that Afilu Leilos, if it's Afilu Leilos is a Kamash Malan of Lo Yimatse, then you're back again with this contradiction. Then how could you do the Tashbisu on the night that there's an Isser Lo Yimatse? Hear the problem, right? What's the answer? What's the driving force of the Isser of Leil Tesvav, of Lo Yimatse? The driving force, the engine of that Isser is the Tashbisu. Without the Tashbisu, what would I say in the Pasuk of Yamim? Yamim and not Leilos. What's the Tashbisu saying? The Tashbisu is saying that the Isser of the Lo Yimatse, you should know, Tashbisu is teaching me that the Isser applies by night as well. But if the Isser is defined through the prism of the Tashbisu, then whatever Tashbisu itself would allow would not go under the Isser of Leilos of the other Pasuk, because the Isser is still defined through the Tashbisu. And Tashbisu says, go ahead and do it, and without delay. Okay, but the time it takes to do it is not called a delay. It just means a delay beyond the time it takes to do it. So therefore, Rashi can very well say, consistent with his shita, that if it's just the abstract of Shivas Yom Lo Yimatse, that's a problem with Tashbisu. because you're infringing on it. But if it's defining the very lo yimatse as referring to leilos, if the tashbisu is what's defining it, the tashbisu defines it on its own terms. And therefore, the time it takes to do it on Le'el Tezvav would not be a problem. Again, this is all the window according to Rashi. Okay, just another point, and then maybe we'll go on in the sugya. So Tosus had two questions on Rashi, right? Rashi's pshat. Tosus says, number one, Tashbisu havarahi v'otziva kosev esarfu el ga'achari suro. That was one kasha. That the sreifa is afterwards. Again, that sounds like the Tosus of Rashi, that you could actually do it after it's usher. And the Tosus is another kasha. Tosus says, imi mashmost yomarishon mashma miksas mutter matzarach l'acholak. See, for this we have to go on in the Gemara. Just for a second. The Gemara goes on, okay? So the Gemara asks, okay, so you can't tell me that you need it for Le'el Tezvav because I have a Hekish, and the Hekish tells me already that there's an Isser on Le'el Tezvav. Says the Gemara, okay, how about Le'el Yadalit? The Gemara says, Bayom, Bayom Harishon. Says the Gemara, maybe Mitzafra, maybe from the morning. Says the Gemara, Acholak. Acholak means it divides the day. Rashi has two pshatim. Either the ach can be interchanged with the letters ches tzadi, which is half, so it's directly speaking to the half point of the day. The first pshat of Rashi is that ach is a way of saying that it's not the whole day, it's the day is divided. And therefore, how do you divide it? You divide it in the middle of the day. So half the day is one status, half the day is the other status. Okay, that's how Abaya finishes up. Tosus asks the second kasha on Rashi that according to Rashi's interpretation of ach cholak, not because of switching the letters, but just that ach means that the day has two different parts to it. So why do you need ach cholak? Just get it from the fact that the Torah says Yom HaRishon. And if the Torah says Yom HaRishon, so obviously it's going to have to be that part of the day is mutter, because if the part of the day is usser, then you're going against the Tashbisu itself. You're doing in the time of us of Isser. That's Tosus Kasha. So it must be that the time you're doing it is within a chiluk of the day. That's mutter. So you divide the day. Obviously, half the day is mutter. So you don't need the acholak for that. Just the very halach of Tashbisu should tell me that. Now, this Kasha is a Kasha because Tosus assumes that the acholak is dividing the day as if to say half the day is aser, half the day is mutter. And Tosus says, no, the tashbisu by definition means you're talking about a part of the day that's mutter. So it has to be half the day is mutter. But the way we're learning Rashi, it's not the pshat that way. Really, according to Rashi, what comes out of tashbisu would allow you to do the destruction of the time of the hashbasa. That's what we said. Whatever comes from Tashbisu doesn't infringe on the very same word Tashbisu. What is the Acholak doing according to Rashi? The Acholak is saying that the Isser of holding on to Chametz, that Isser doesn't set in till Chatzos. That means that at Chatzos is when the Torah forbids you to have the Chametz any longer than you need to. Of course, the time it takes to burn the Chametz doesn't get included. But beyond that, it's usr. As far as the morning is concerned, you're allowed to hold on to the chametz the whole morning. There's no isr every second that you delay for half the day. It's a different acholak than what Tosus would say. Tosus took acholak to mean half the day is mutter, half the day is usr, fektosvos, but I know it anyway because by definition, you can't be doing tashbisu at a time that's usr. You have to be in tashbisu at a time that's mutter. But according to Rashi, the time it takes to do Tashbisu is anyway not a problem because it's only coming from the Tashbisu anyway. So whatever it takes to do it is okay. But the Acholak is something else. The Acholak is that you have a right to delay your burning the Chametz until Chatzos. The mitzvah Tashbisu, for all we know in Rashi, could even exist in the morning. And this is the answer to Tosus Kasha earlier in Rashi, when Rashi understands bitul chametz to be a fulfillment of tashbisu. So Tosus asked two kashas on Rashi. Tosus had one kasha from Rabbi Akiva later on Daf Hei Amid Aleph on the bottom, and that was a raya that tashbisu is biur. So that we said Rashi could hold that Tashbisu could mean two different things. That was the answer to that kasha. But the other kasha Tosfos had on Rashi in the earlier Tosfos was that Tashbisu is at Chatzos. And we know from the Gemara Daf Vav Amud Beis that you can't do Bittul once Chametz becomes Aser. Once you have the Isser Anah of Chametz and the sixth hour Midrabanan and the Midraisa at Chatzos, Bittul doesn't work. It's not your Chametz anymore to be Mevatel. So how could Rashi learn Tashbisu to mean Bittul if Tashbisu is at Chatzos? No, what's the answer to that kasha? So the Ramban thought the answer is that the Torah's Tashbisu means do it, that it should be Mushbas before Chatzos. So therefore, you're doing it before it became Aser. That's not a good answer for Rashi. Because Rashi says in the first that we just read that you, B'tchilas Sheva, you do your destruction. Obviously, that Tashbisu could be right at Chatzos as well, not before. But the answer is that from the perspective of Bitul Chametz, the mitzvah Tashbisu doesn't exist only at Chatzos. From the mitzvah Tashbisu perspective, the mitzvah can exist from the morning. In the morning, you can still do your Bitul. What changes at Chatzos is not that the mitzvah doesn't apply before Chatzos, it's that the Isser that is within Tashbisu only sets in at Chatzos. The Isser of Shehiyas Chametz, of holding on to Chametz, that did not exist the first half of the day. The first half of the day is the equivalent of Yom HaShemini of Mila. You can do Zeriza Magdimin if you wish, but if you don't do Zeriza Magdimin, you haven't done any Isser by waiting half the day. Once you get to Chatzos, the Isser of Tashbisu sets in, and again, the Isser Tashbisu doesn't prohibit you from attending to the destruction at that first moment of Chatzos. You can do the Hashbasa at Chatzos because the time it takes to do the Hashbasa doesn't get included in the Isser, but any extra waiting time would be included. But as far as the morning is concerned, there was always a mitzvah Tashbisu. So therefore, Tashbisu could very well be Bittul, or it could mean burning the Chametz. But if it means Bittul, it certainly applies it in the morning, and it's totally valid. When you get to Chatzos, you can't do Bittul. You can only do the other method of Tashbisu, which is the method of Biur Chametz. But the Bittul Chametz, which is also part of Tashbisu, is no egg in the morning. What's not no egg in the morning, according to Rashi, is the Isser Shehiyas Chametz. That only sets in at Chatzos. Tosus has a different picture of Acholak. For Tosus, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, which for Tosus doesn't include Bittul. Bittul is a different halacha that you made it Hefker, and therefore it's not your Chametz. But that mitzvah Tashbisu is no egg at Chatzos. So this is a little bit in terms of the beginning of the sugya and working around Abaye and what Abaye's contradiction was, if it's a contradiction at all. And Rashi and Tosus has a different pshat. Tosus has a second pshat as well, connecting it to Yossi Aglili, another pshat in Abaye. Now we're on to additional drushes in the Gemara, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. I'm sorry if I'm going very quickly. Hopefully people are with me. I hope so. And if you're not, you can always listen over. All right. So we have now a number of other drushes. Maybe what we'll do, I'm looking at the time here. We could go through one by one, or I could maybe just focus on Rava, maybe because the other ones are not as complicated. I'll go through for three, four minutes, just the other drushes in between, and then we'll deal with Sishchan al Chametz Dam Zivchi. We have a lot more to say on. Okay, what comes next in the Gemara? We have a Devei Rabbi Yishmael that learns out that Yud Daud has a name Rishon in a different pasuk. Barishon ba'arba asayom. That pasuk pasuk pshat means nis, the first month of the year. In the count of months, but we're using the Lashon Rishon as a reference synonymous with Arba Asar. So when it says Yom HaRishon, it means Arba Asar. Okay, is this a separate drasha, or is this only connecting to before? The mashmos we had in Rashi was that this is not really an independent drasha. Tosus, on the other hand, seemed to think it was. That's why he had a stira of Bishmael and Tanu de Bishmael. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak has a different cheshbon. He says Rishon means prior, the day before. Now the Meikara Mashma Pasuk in Iyov. The Gemara has a whole shak of Itaria, what you do with other times it says Rishon, where we know it doesn't mean the day before the first day of the Yontif, but it means the first day of the Yontif. The Gemara has a whole shak of Itaria on it. And the Gemara ends up saying, first of all, it's the Mechalik between Rishon and HaRishon and so on. the Gemara ends up saying that those other three cases, be it the Rishon of Lulav, be it the Rishon of Chag HaMatzos, the first day of Pesach, or Chag HaMatzos, be it the first day of Chag HaSukkos, that has its own idea. Those three Rishons are to fit the Medrash that we know, B'schah Shlosha Zochel L'Shlosha. There are three things that we were Zocha in the merit of three Inyanim. And the three things we were Zocha are Hach Rezara Shel Esav, Bin Beis HaMikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach, the Mashah, the Mara. We spoke at how they line up with those three, but the Yom HaRishon of Tashbisus Armi Batechem, that means Meikara Mashma. There was a bit of parrots we spoke at. Why not include the Yom HaRishon Tashbisus within the three? How do you know that the three are the other ones and this one is out of the count? So what did he answer? That there's something different about the Tashbisus than the other three. The other three you consider a Mais and Mitzvah that have a definite positive aspect to them in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. Here, it's more like to avoid a problem. It's not to have chametz. So that doesn't have the same type of a koach to say, b'schar zeh zochu to something. B'schar zeh means you did something concrete, that you didn't just avoid a problem, you actually did something positive, and because b'schar zeh zochu to something. But meanwhile, since tashbis is more to avoid an issue, not a concrete kiyum of something, so it's better to leave that one out of the three. Okay, now we have Rava. Rava b'pashtus is a new limut, independent of the other drashas, except for the mashmos of Rashi and Chumash. Now, the mashah pointed out that Rashi and Chumash was mashma, that even Rava's drasha was meant to shed light on the previous drasha. But the pashtus is, and Rashi here seems not to be this way, that it's an independent makar. What is the makar of Rava that the Gemara ends up bringing a ton of Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel says the same thing in the Braisa that follows. Lo sishchar chametz dam zivchi, lo sishchar pesach v'adayin chametz kayim. A new source to teach me that there's an iser of having chametz, and we said by extension eating chametz, when you're dalid at chatzos. How do I know? Because there's a halacha to shech the Pesach, and we know you shech the Pesach at Bein Harbayin, which is Yud Dalid at chatzos. And the pasuk says you can't shech the Pesach if chametz is kayim. So how does that speak to the iser of Tashbisu, that there's an iser for every Jew to have chametz at chatzos midoraiso? Here we're talking about an iser specific to Karban Pesach. And we know later on that a person who's shoches a Pesach al chametz is violating a lav. You can get malchus on it. Tosus has it said that the Pesach will be b'diavad pasul. Tosus says no, it won't be pasul b'diavad. But it's seemingly a local halacha that shaykh to carbon Pesach. What does that have to do with us? So there are two mahalchim that we presented in the sugya. One mahalch is what emerges from Tosus here. And this is seemingly what the Gemara itself is beginning to discuss. The Gemara had a kasha. Maybe, asked the Gemara, kol chad v'chad ki shachit. Maybe every person, when they shecht, so they can't have chametz. Tosus learns the kasha would be, meaning this is a halacha of shechitas karban Pesach. Nothing to do with halacha that every Jew has to get rid of their chametz and chatzos. The Gemara says, man shechita amrachmana. Explains Tosfos, Zman Shechita Machmana, true, it's halacha of Karban Pesach. But if the Torah gives us a halacha in Karban Pesach, that at the Zman Shechita of Karban Pesach, no one in the Chabura of this Karban Pesach has to have chametz. So now I put two and two together, and I say, wait a second, I know this halacha, and I know this halacha of Bayom Harishon Tashbisu. I don't know how to fill in the blank of Bayom Harishon. Does it mean Yudalid? Does it mean Tesvav? When on Yudalid? But now I use my intuition. I say, if the Torah gives us an iser at Chatzos about having Pesach, having chametz in your possession at the time of Shechitas HaPesach, then it will make logical sense that the Torah's Tashbisu, that the Torah told us to get rid of chametz in Yom HaRishon, would mean exactly that time as well. The Yom HaRishon of Yudalid at Chatzos. What is this svara exactly? What does Tosus mean? So the most natural way to learn it, without too much lamdis, without too much fancy lamdis, is simply, if chametz is a chefts of iser, it's a taboo, It's something that we're not allowed to have, not allowed to own, not allowed to eat. It makes sense that Torah would also have a halacha of Korban Pesach and say that that chesed isura of chametz should not exist in the possession of any of the Bnei HaChabura. But if there was no such status that takes effect on the chametz at that particular time, so like, why should the Torah suddenly say that no one in the Bnei HaChabura can have chametz at that time? What magical status took effect on chametz at that time that the Torah is telling everybody not to shech the Korban Pesach if you have chametz then? So it makes sense that that Yisr, Shechinas HaPesach, coincides with our chametz, coincides with the time that chametz is a chetz of Yisr. That would be how I would learn Tosis. The Shagas Aryeh took it a step further and wanted to make it depend that the very Isser or Sishchat is predicated on there being a violation of a Tashbisu. So that the very person who violates or Sishchat is by definition violating the Tashbisu as well. Rabbeinu David is a little bit of variation of that. These are different ways to learn what Tosis means by saying Svarahu. But this is one approach to the Sugya. According to this approach to the Sugya, the Gemara is not learning out a new Isser the etzem from Losishchat that is a source for the Isser of having chametz at chatzos. It's a gilui, it's megale, it's going to shed light on how to interpret the Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, that mistama, the times are going to correlate. The Rashi, on the other hand, has a different approach. And this we had indications, if you remember, from the Ramach on the Rambam and others as well, that apparently there's a new drasha that the Gemara is extracting from the Pasuk. Besides for being an Isser, which is specific to Korban Pesach, this Pasuk serves as an additional makar for a new Isser, an Isser Lav of Los Ishrat. The Rosh Yosef wanted to understand the Rashi and Dav Dalet, who says Bal Yira'e exists on Erev Pesach at Chatzos, to refer not to Bal Yeroah, far from simple that Bal Yeroah should exist on Erev Pesach. You have to stretch to figure out a way to make a hekesh, to make a Bal Yeroah exist. But Rashi means a lav. But what lav? The lav of Los Ishchat. Los Ishchat has another meaning to it, besides the simple Isser of Los Ishchat, which is the Isser specific to Shechting a Korban Pesach al Chametz. Los Ishchat teaches us an Isser of having chametz in your possession b'shas shchitas haPesach. Where do you get the right to learn out a new Isser from Los Ishchat? So we noted there's two times it says Los Ishchat, one in Parshas Mishpatim, one in Parshas Kisisa. The Gemara for some reason quoted Parshas Kisisa. Why is that? Very well, because maybe the first time it says it, I would only know the Isser that's specific to the issue of Korban Pesach. The repetition of that Isser allows us to learn out a new Isser. Means that you cannot have chametz in your possession b'shas shchitas haPesach. That is a very new approach to the sugya, and that would be apparently how Rashi learns the sugya. We brought in an issue of Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Ben Beseira's shita is that you can shech the Korban Pesach in the morning, because he interprets Bein Harabayim not to mean the afternoon of Yud Dalet. It means between the night of of Yud Gimel and the night of Yud Dalet, the night of Tezvav. In other words, the entire day is called Bein Harabayim. So what would that mean? Would Rav Yehuda ben Beseira have an Isser of chametz from the morning? Some Rishonim seem to assume that way. Some Rishonim say you can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz based on Yerushalmi the entire day because it's man shchitas haPesach, array starts from the morning. There's a very strange Tosus on Daf Kuf Ches, I think it is, right? Tosus says something very interesting. Tosus assumes that obviously, Rav ben Beseira would not allow you l'chatchila to shecht in the morning. Why? Because l'sishchad al chametz, l'sishchad v'adayim chametz kayam. And it's clear that even Rav ben Beseira would aser chametz to own chametz only from chatzos, not from before. So it must be that you couldn't shecht the Korban Pesach in the morning l'chatchila, only b'dieved. The problem with Tosis is obvious. why can't you shechta Karban Pesach in the morning as long as you or everyone in the Chabura and everyone in the Chabura doesn't have chametz? What did Tosus mean? So it seems to me Tosus here in Kuf Ches is learning the sugya of Los Hishchat more in the vein of Rashi than what Tosus says in our sugya. Tosus sees Los Hishchat as a new makar for a new drasha, but Tosus takes the drasha on another level too. What are we saying the drasha is teaching us? We don't hold that you've been beser. We hold that you can only shach the Karban Pesach at Chatzos. So what does the pasuk tell me? The pasuk is telling me, besides for halacha of Karban Pesach, there's also halacha of chametz, that you can't own chametz at the time of Shechitas HaPesach. But Yehuda ben Beseira holds that you can shech the Karban Pesach in the morning, at least b'diavad. But Tosus says, but you can't shech the chatchila. Why? Because what Sishchat HaChametz is telling me, that at the time that chametz is mutter, you can't have the Shechitas HaPesach be done at a time that chametz is mutter. It's like a new way to twist the pasuk. Va'adayin chametz kayam. Chametz is allowed to be around because chametz is only usher at chatzos. Tosus must be relying on achalak maybe. So we know chametz can be around till chatzos. So you can't tell me that you can shech the Karban Pesach at a time that chametz is kayam. You can only have shech the Pesach at a time that chametz cannot be kayam, meaning at chatzos. So it comes that Tosus took the pasuk with a new twist. And that would be Tosus Shita on Kuf Ches. Okay, this is a little bit about the sugya. I tried to cover a little ground. I don't know if there's any questions, either from the sheet or just on your own, that we could address for a few minutes. But I wanted mainly to bring out, you know, the points from the beginning of Shir, how to set the tone of the sugya, the Issa Shehiyah, the Issa Achila, and how they could be intertwined, and what the sugya is presenting in the beginning. Then understanding the different ways to learn Abaye, and why Rashi's pshat could not be accepted by the other Rishonim as far as the stira, and how even according to Rashi, we could differentiate between the Isser of Shehiyah at the time of the burning, if it comes out of Tashbisu or if it comes out of the other Pasuk, and how we resolve questions on Rashi with that. And then we focused more from that. We discussed the Los Hishchat of Rava and the different ways to learn what Los Hishchat is teaching us as far as how it's revealing the Isser of Tashbisu of Chatzos. Okay, so now I open the floor to anyone's question, and we'll try to take it one by one. Okay, Chevra, don't be shy. If you're shy, you can send it as a chat, but you can also speak up. Silence is golden, but no, you want to just go on to Parsha then? Something on Chanukah, something on the Parsha. Yeah?